Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to die.
Right, peace and blessings. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. This is the No Romance Without Finance show. I'm your host, Brother Vernon Muhammad. I'm so glad that you can join me today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If you have a child of your own, or if you mentor a child, if you serve in any kind of nurturing and caregiving capacity to a young boy or a young girl, or even older boys and girls, thank you so much for the service that you do. You make the world a better place. We give you a big No Romance Without Finance salute. And this is a beautiful day. Excuse me if I'm out of breath, because I just love that opening theme music by Kindred, the Family Soul. This is our time, and I sure enough was getting my step on, because it's that kind of day, and I feel good. So I want to welcome you to this episode. We have this has been a very, very, very busy weekend. It seems like I've been ripping and running ever since Friday night, and I have not stopped yet. But it's going to end right after we finish this show. As a matter of fact, the fun has just begun, because this show is going to be game night. We are playing Cash Flow again. So for those of you who missed part one, we are actually moving on to Cash Flow 202. So right now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to www.richdad.com. That is Robert Kiyosaki's website, the same person who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad way back in 2000. Everybody seems to have heard about the book, even though so many people still haven't read it. That's okay, because if you didn't take the time to read it, we're going to have fun playing the game, and we're going to learn. You're going to learn today. Today is Financial Literacy Day. I was listening to Minister Farrakhan earlier today, and he said the best gift that you can give to your mother is to become all that you can be. I think he said something along those lines. Instead of going out and buying a gift and spending money that you don't have for something you can't afford, an even better gift to give to your mother on Mother's Day is to reach your potential, be all that you can be, get better at doing what it is you do. So part of that, I think, in my estimation, is going to be, has got to entail becoming financially literate, you know, understanding money, because I don't know about you, but no mother I know likes to deal or interact with no broke men. So financial literacy, understanding what it takes to get yourself out of the rat race, is something we definitely all need to be about. And for the mothers out there, we know that at one point, home economics and just good financial sound sense used to be a staple of black women in our household. You know, it's just something that women supposedly knew how to do, manage money, take a little, stretch it, make it last a long time, and make it turn into a lot. Well, somehow we've gotten away from that, but we want to get back to that. And cash flow is a great way to learn how to do that, learn how to get better at that, and then start to translate that those little lessons that you pick up from the game into real life. It's applicable like that. So go to richdad.com. Once the page comes up, you'll see one of the tabs at the top that says game or games. Go ahead and click on that, and that'll take you to the cash flow, the web game page. You'll probably have to log in, create an account, all that good stuff. So I'll give you time to do that. We won't jump right into the game right off the bat, but do that, because I have a game already set up. The name of the game is No Romance, and the password, of course, is romance. So we're going to go ahead and get that started. I'll see if anybody actually comes on with us and with me. If not, I'll just have to make sure that I add the adequate players in myself, and we'll go ahead and get this party started the right way. But I wanted to let you all know that this past weekend, as I said, yesterday was a wonderful day. It was the first installment of the Problem 13 webinar. For those of you who were in the know, I've reached out to a whole lot of people and asked, have you heard about the Problem 13 webinar coming up May 11th? Gave people enough headway, enough time to lead in and find out what it's all about. Basically, we looked at Problem 13 and the injunction in there that said, you must learn to use this stuff, learn to use what we're learning about our way of life and about how life works to secure some benefit while you are living. So we had an educational webinar where we had three or four different entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, both inside and outside our nation, who actually put the teachings, put that aspect of the teachings and much of what is found in Problem 13 into practice. And they're not just talking about it, they're actually walking the talk and living the life. And they were sharing some of their insight and some of their expertise on how to get themselves out of the rat race, how to work the Steal Away program, how to work Project Exodus, and all these different, you know, sayings and cliches that we have. They were doing for self, they were making it happen, all that. But it wasn't just talk, you know, it wasn't just slogans that they were talking about. They were sharing exactly what it takes to make that a reality. So it was a great webinar. We were actually online for about 3.5 hours, close to 4 hours. We had Steve Fox, Trader Fox, from the Simple Trend System. He's a commodities trader. He was teaching about the market and helping us understand exactly what we mean by the market, what trading means, what investing is, and how people who are in the know, how knowledgeable people make money off of everyday trade and commerce, whether the market is going up or whether the market is going down, they still get paid and they still keep building wealth. So if you don't know that, it would have been a good idea to be in position so that you could learn that. Those are the type of things that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is actually putting on Front Street, being that the economic blueprint and business's warfare and all these other seeds that he's dropping on us for the past couple of years has been so prominent. We need to be paying attention to this stuff, paying very close attention to this stuff. So we had that. We had Sister Lucretia Muhammad from Saba Islamic Fashion Events. She's a promoter. She's talking about public relations, PR work, how to do your own marketing and promotions, because it doesn't make sense for you to have a good idea, good product, good service, and nobody knows about it. So she was talking primarily about marketing as it relates to the science of business and how to build your brand and get it out there for the masses to see and to know about. We also had a presentation from Freedom Paper Company, a brief presentation from Freedom Paper Company. We know that we have viable job opportunities and business opportunities available for people. If you didn't know, brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam are producing their own bathroom tissue. That's right. We're manufacturing and producing a grade A paper products, bathroom tissue, paper towels, things of that nature. And we have an opportunity for individuals to become affiliates. So in your city, if you don't see it in stores or whatever the case may be, you can be the person that promotes it, and you can receive an affiliate commission for promoting Freedom bathroom tissue and other paper products. And in addition to the affiliate program, there is also an independent wholesale distributor program so that you can actually tap and own a piece of that market. Bathroom tissue in America is a $2.4 billion industry, and there is no reason why you can't take a proven system, and we can't take a proven system and build and get a portion of that $2.4 billion. So that's the invitation that stands on the table. I recommend that you take advantage of it, certainly. That was one of the things that was highlighted in the Problem 13 webinar yesterday when everybody else was doing whatever they were doing. We were taking care of business, trade and commerce, which is a staple piece and pillar in our nation. So the work always has to get done, and that's exactly what we were doing. We had, in addition to Trader Fox and Sister Lucretia, we also had a presentation from a beautiful couple from the West Coast, Sister Tiffany Janae and her husband Malik Zaki, of organic blood, holistic and natural righteous lifestyle. They are also branding experts. They've really conquered on several fronts as it relates to marketing on the internet. They've started with blog talk radio shows and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And when it comes to actually putting out content that is going to build a market, build an audience, their experts are doing that. At one point, I think they had the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Out of 153 or 160,000 shows, their show maintained the number one spot for 3 months in a row, and then they moved on to do bigger and better things. But they are out of the rat race and turning their passion, turning what it is they love to do, which is just live a natural, healthy life, cook good food, exercise, learn about herbs and nutrition and whatnot. They turn that into a business for themselves. So they've stolen away. they've already made their exodus, and they were participating also to share with us and show us how to do the things that we say we believe in. So stay tuned, and you'll find out more about other episodes and other installments in the Problem 13 webinar series. So that's a quick catch up on what's been going on. And if it sounds like I'm out of breath, I am, because, like I said, I've been ripping and running for the past 72 hours, and that's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. But we're getting ready to have some fun. So if you are just tuning in, where'd my switchboard go? Hold up now, hold up. All right, here's the switchboard. If you're just tuning in, I hope you will join us. If you're online with us listening to the show, I hope you'll join us. Go to, on your computer, go to richdad.com, because we're about to kick off this cash flow game. For those of you who weren't in the know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Don't Know. And as a result of this book, he really helped a lot of people begin to build for themselves where they weren't building wealth before. We know that particularly in the black community, they say that generational wealth is almost non-existent. We don't have nest eggs that we pass on from one generation to the next. Many of us didn't inherit anything from our mothers and fathers, and we just continue that tradition. We don't leave anything for our children. Well, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is teaching a lot of people about building generational wealth, and number one, about how to get yourself up and out of the rat race so that you can actually have that nest egg grow and then have something that you can pass on. It teaches about the difference between assets and liabilities. And it also helps you to recognize the difference between what is an opportunity and what's not, what makes a good deal and what doesn't, what makes a good opportunity and what makes it a bad opportunity. So the game is educational. You learn all of that in the game, but it's just a fun way of teaching yourself and learning about these different aspects that you'll find in real life. Okay, so we're about to dive into this game. I'm kind of anxious. You can actually play the game for us. It's almost like Monopoly. You know, you think about Monopoly, pretty fun game. You had to go around and see if you can buy up properties until you bought up enough, you know, little houses so you can get big hotels. And then when you bought up the hotel, you bought up enough property, you actually had a monopoly. And every time anybody on the board made a move, they had to pay you money. Well, cash flow is just like that. Every day you'll find that there's some opportunity for you to luck up. We don't believe in luck, but there's some opportunity that's presented to you that you can take advantage of to create some benefit for yourself. In Problem 13, the lessons, we're told that is luxury, money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. There's a way to capitalize or at least extract from your environment exactly what you need to keep yourself moving forward. We want to get good at that, because when you get good at that, you can become a greater contributor to causes that you say you believe in, okay? And you'll get a look at what's going on in the game and how individuals in the game can also become contributors to the cause of truth and other causes that they believe in. If you are able to join us in the conversation, the phone number is 646-716-5971. You can call in, you can join me in the conversation. Once you get in, hit 1 on your phone, and that way I'll know that you want to be a part of this conversation. This is an interactive show, okay? I see we got a couple of callers online. Don't just sit back and listen, participate, okay? It's much more fun when the homies can have some. So hit 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you in. We can actually play this game, and we can learn together because we all are aiming to get strong, and certainly one of us may be able to benefit, but it's much better when all of us can benefit together. All right, so I'm hoping that those of you who were able to have gone to Cash Flow, we are looking at playing Cash Flow 202. Once you get to the website, richdad.com, click on the games tab. That'll take you to the Cash Flow, the web game version. Hopefully I've given people enough time to, you know, create a little login account for themselves. That'll be a good thing if you've done that already. If that takes you to the Cash Flow, the web game page, you click play now and let the game load. Let's see. Oh, actually, I have 2 games in here called No Romance. I think I created the game twice. But that's okay. Go on ahead, and when you get the opportunity, click Join. It's going to ask you for a password. Once you click Play the game, it'll take you to the lobby, the Cash Flow lobby. And you'll see a bunch of different games listed, current games listed down below. You'll see No Romance is the name of the game, and I think there's one or two of them already in progress. So click on either one. Maybe we get twice the fun. The password for the game is Romance, all lowercase. And click Submit. If you join the right one, you won't run into a problem. If you join the wrong one, it'll say game's already started, whatever the case may be. So just click on the one that will allow you to get in. Log in with the password Romance. It'll allow me to add a computer player to play against. So I got Otmar, who's also in the game with us. We got Philip, who's also in the game with us. It would be great if we had people call in live and they can talk about what they're experiencing on the game. But that's okay if you're just there to listen. You can listen and learn while we talk about it. So I'm going to go on ahead and get it started. All right. Now, I clicked on start when we see the game board basically laid out like a big circle, okay? Game board is laid out like a big circle. That circle is called the rat race. Okay, and much like Monopoly, you go around the board where you keep running around this circle going from paycheck to paycheck. Okay, that's the highlight of the rat race. Occasionally, you get the opportunity to land on what says opportunity. You land on the square that says opportunity, and that's how you begin to build yourself up so that eventually you can get out of the rat race. How much of real life does that sound like, living from paycheck to paycheck? Or if you miss 1 or 2 paychecks, you'll be bankrupt, messing around and stay bankrupt for 1 or 2 turns, and you out the game, you know? And there are hazards on the board as well. You can actually land on a square that says downsized, in which case you end up losing 3 turns. You can land on a square that says baby. You end up having a baby, which increases your expenses. You can land on a square that says doodads. The name of the game is Cash Flow. It's basically about home economics. So you really want to watch how you use your money, But occasionally, as we all do, we do stuff that just don't make no sense. We just spend money that we know we should not spend. So you land on a doodad, and oh, you bought a brand new handbag. That's $120. Well, if you didn't have $120 to spend, that wasn't a wise purchase. But we do stuff like that all the time. We land on a doodad. They got a big doodad in here. You know, people think it's wise to get a big flat screen LCD TV, you know, with the stereo surround sound system. It's $4,000. That's some people just got to have it. But that's just something that increases your expenses. So it makes you really take into account what is an asset, what's a liability, and whether or not this is something you should spend your money on, okay? The important part of the game is that it actually gives you a financial sheet. You have a financial statement. Much like if you went to the bank and you wanted to apply for a loan, they make you fill out certain information on the application, okay? That's how you really gauge how financially fit you are. You should be able to take that and look at that in a glance and know what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. Know whether you can qualify for loans for real estate investments or for a house or for whatever it is, business opportunity or whatever it is that you have to do. Look at your financial sheet. Compare your income to your expenses. Compare your assets to your liabilities. Looking at a glance, you should know your total income, your expenses, which if you subtract your expenses from your total income will give you what your monthly cash flow is, and you always keep a running record of what you have on hand. So it's budgeting. Basically, it teaches you how to budget. Always know what you have on hand. That will enable you to do whatever you need to do and take advantage of opportunities when they come. And the aim of the game, the aim of this portion of the game, in order to get out of the rat race, you have to build your passive income up to be more than your total expenses, okay? So in this particular instance, in this game, I'm playing as a doctor, okay? You can get any one of, I think, 7 or 8 different occupations. It automatically chooses for you in the game. My occupation in this game is a doctor. That means, according to the game, my total income is $13,500 a month, but my total expenses are $9,650 a month. Sounds like a lot of money, huh? If you make $13,500 a month, that seems like a lot, but more money you come across, the more problems you see. This doctor has more monthly expenses than the average person, $9,650 in bills and expenses a month. Wow, that's a lot. So his cash flow, what he's left over with after he pays all the bills, is $3,850. And actually at the moment, he only has $400 in the bank. Okay? So he's waiting for his next payday. It's my turn to roll, so I'm going to roll the dice and see where I land. Ended up with a 6, so that put me on an opportunity. Now, we're in cash flow 202, okay? There's a cash flow 101, which is the basic, you know, the introductory version. Things are very simple there, okay? You land on an opportunity, it's a big deal or a small deal. You can determine whether you want to, you know, I think you can do deals up to $6,000, so you have deals that maybe might cost you a couple of hundred, up to $1,000, or up to $6,000. And then you have big deals, which are above $6,000, on up into, I think the highest deal is like $75,000. You know, if you have that to invest, knock yourself out. You can buy a whole apartment complex, which would generate, I think, about $1,500 every month. That's a good investment, okay, in this game. Okay, it's very simplified. It just makes things really easy to understand and grasp the concepts. But there's much more to investing than that. This just gives you a new way to approach it. So the opportunity or the choice that I came up with was choose either a cash flow deal or a capital gains deal. Now, without having adequate cash on hand, you really can't get into cash flow. You really can't get into capital gains deals, okay? You got to have some money to make money. Anybody who made you, you know, think that you can get something for nothing, the The world does not work like that, okay? If somebody happens to fall into a blessing in that way, then, hey, you know, all praise is due to Allah. That's a wonderful thing if it does occur. But for the most part, when it really counts, it don't just happen like that. Whatever you want, you got to work for it, and it's going to take money to make money. The sooner we get that in our heads, the better off we'll be, because you won't be disappointed when you realize that it's going to take you money to make money. So without having large sums of money, or without having properties and investments that you can roll up, you really can't take advantage of capital gains deals, okay? So let me click on cash flow deal. Cash flow deal. Spare time company card one. You may join direct to you, D2U, a direct distribution company. Good products, low starting income, growth products for learners and leaders. No promises and much opportunity. Now, this is an opportunity, much like when you find that there's a business opportunity. Let's use Mary Kay, for example, okay? It's a business opportunity. Startup cost is low. This deal only costs $200. It's telling you right off the bat, there's no cash flow because you're just starting up a business, okay? You're just starting up. Apparently, I already had a paycheck. I already, you know, as I went around in the rat race, I passed the payday. So now my cash on hand is actually $4,250. So I can spare $200, you know, to make this project grow. I can spare $200 if I'm going to do the work to make this project grow. So it gives me the choice of either buying it or passing. I think I'm going to buy it, $200. Then it takes you to a screen where you can update your financial statement. It says select the category for each item, then click auto sum to see how it affects your financial statement. If you're not sure where something goes, click the help button in the upper right corner. So you can actually take this and say, okay, well, I just had to make a $200 down payment. What category does that fall under? Is that income? Is that an expense? Is that an asset? Or is that a liability? Now, if you're making smart choices, a down payment on something is an asset. That's how this game categorizes it, okay? If you're making a down payment on a business or something that's going to produce income, like a real estate, or something that will provide a royalty for you, then that's considered an asset. The cost, which was $200, is also an asset, okay? And cash flow, right now it says $0. There's no cash flow. There's no income coming from it. So even though it's zero, that's still categorized as income. So that automatically changes my financial statement. My income is still the same, $13,500. The expenses is $9,650. My cash flow, my monthly cash flow is still $3,850. And my cash on hand, since I just spent $200, is $4,050. So goes on to, and it automatically tells you what's going on in the market, in the real estate market, in the land market, in stocks, whatever the case may be. It'll let you know, so that if you have something, you may be able to take advantage of it. It says the new airport needs your property. You must sell at cost, meaning you get only your down payment back. Your property with the highest cash flow applies to any rental, real estate, or land. Oh, man, that's tough. I actually had a duplex. Yeah, I had a duplex, which was providing me a little bit of money in income. I think that was providing me about $300 a month in income. But hey, you know, when if you have land, if you have rental property, and the city or the county decides that they're going to build a highway, or now an airport is coming to, you know, the part of town right where your land is, you could lose out like that. That's real life. So here's what the game says. It says you got to, you know, give up that land. So takes me back to my financial sheet. I got to get rid of that duplex, get rid of that $300 income. The asset that's going to be removed is that duplex, which was an $8,000 down payment. At least I'll make that down payment back. And the liabilities was the mortgage on that. There was a $56,000 mortgage on that duplex. So that changes my financial sheet a little bit. Now, my income stays the same, $3,200, or my income has changed to $13,200. My expenses are still $9,650. My cash flow now is $3,550. And since I got my $8,000 back, I now have $12,050 on hand. That'll be good when it's time to make another investment. Now it's Otmar's turn. Otmar is going. He's rolling and he's running around the rat race. And there's a stock option on the table. The stock Mighty for You is going at $10 a share. I typically don't mess with the stocks in Cashflow 202. They get into options and puts and calls. They educate you on that. There's a little section on the board where if you click on the little video, it'll play a video and Robert Kiyosaki will explain what stock options are and how you can utilize those in your wealth building strategy. But I'm not at a point in a place where I can even do that, so I'm not even going to go into that. If you wanted to educate yourself on that, you could do that. But we are not doing that. Close that. And now it's Philip's turn. Philip is about to roll. Hopefully he is. Yeah. Philip is a police officer, and you can actually click on the financial statement of different players in the game and see what they're working with, you know, see what your competition is doing, how close they are to getting out of the rat race. He rolled and he landed on an opportunity. He had an opportunity to buy into a royalty deal, and he passed on it. Guess he didn't have the money for it. All right. I think now it'll be my turn in a second, so I get to roll again. Yep. Click to roll. I rolled three. And that puts me on paycheck. Okay, so I took home a paycheck of $35.50 for that one. Nothing special, no opportunities come up. Just landed on payday. Otmar is rolling now. He landed on payday, so he took home $700. I think he's a janitor. And Philip is a police officer. Was that a security guard? Yeah, I think he's a police officer. There's an audio function at the top of the page. It has a speaker, so you can turn the audio feature on, and throughout the course of the game, you'll hear Robert Kiyosaki and his little partner who's on the screen with him. They got a rat, Randy Rat, and some turtle, I think it's Tommy Turtle. They're on there talking smack and, you know, getting education about how the game works, how the market works, how the game of money works. You get little pointers or you get little distractions along the way. I just rolled. This is my go again. I rolled six. And, oh, I just had a baby, so that increases my expenses by $640 a month. Good Lord. What is that baby eating? Thankfully, it says you're limited to three children per player. So I think it's going to make me change my financial statement again. I add $640 per month to my expenses category, and that changes my numbers so that my monthly expenses now are $10,290 a month, and I still have a $13,200 income. Oof, that's tough. Now it's Otmar's go. He just rolled, and he's also got another royalty option. He passed on it. Nobody's got money but me. I'm the one with the money, and I can't get none of these deals. They land on the deals and can't do nothing with them. Now it's Philip's turn.
Be careful with real estate. Tenants could damage your property.
That's correct, but that's what you have insurance for. And don't worry so much about the tenants or what they could do. You need to focus on those rent checks coming in every month. If you have good property managers, they'll take care of that problem for you.
See, so it gives you little pointers and advice like that. A lot of people try to tell you, oh, you don't want to own real estate because this, that, and the other. Well, if there's a problem, there's a solution to a problem. That's all you have to look for. I have the option for a cash flow deal again. Let's see. Check this out. This is a private sale bankrupt farm. You become the winning bidder at an auction of a farm. Winning bidder at the auction of a farm needs to raise cash and offers you 40 acres for $30,000 cash. So you can get 40 acres for $30,000 cash. Land is currently vacant and unimproved. Use this yourself and sell it, which is a possibility because it's possible that somebody would buy land later on. There's no return on investment, and you don't know how much you could sell it for. Well, I only have $15,000. I would have to take out a $15,000 loan to get this. The cost is $30,000, and the down payment is $30,000. I don't think I want to sink all my money and rack up debt to get a loan to buy this land, so I'm going to pass on it. It may have come in handy because eventually you get to market cards where people want to buy 10 or 20 acres for, you know, who knows how much per acre. But it's a gamble.
I don't know. Taking out loans and borrowing money seems kind of dangerous.
Borrowing money isn't dangerous. It's what you do with the money that's dangerous. Always remember there is good debt and bad debt. Good debt makes you rich and bad debt makes you poor. Unfortunately, most people invest in bad debt. And that's why they're poor.
That's another example. If I would have taken out that loan, it wouldn't have brought me any money. And like I said, it's a gamble. You don't make money down the line hoping that it'll go, you know, and produce money for you. If you're going to invest, make some money right then and there. Here's another deal for land that Otmar landed on. But he passed on that deal, too. Yeah, sometimes when it's good to take that chance, if you have the money to spare, then it would have been good to buy land and hold it till you can sell it. But I would have had to take out a loan, increase my expenses to buy this land and hold it, which wasn't going to produce any income. The name of the game is cash flow. I need to make the decisions that are going to produce income for me. Right, and now it is my turn again. So I am rolling. I rolled a one. Oh, luck of the draw. I just rolled and landed on a paycheck, which is a good thing. Payday is good. So my paycheck is $2,910 now. See, depending on what your expenses are, that will show you what you end up with, what your cash flow is, and that's what you're using to build up. Let's see. I'm glad that I don't own.
My stockbroker says
land.
Investing in real estate is risky.
What else would you expect a stockbroker to say about real estate? Why don't you ask a real estate broker what he thinks about stocks?
I wouldn't do that because he doesn't handle stock. Oh!
So all through the game, if you leave the sound on, they'll interject and, you know, come up with stuff. They only have a limited number of, you know, things that they're going to say, so eventually you get tired of hearing that. I'm going to turn the audio option off because I don't want to hear them continually. Philip was just downsized, so he's going to lose, I think, 3 turns. You don't want to land on downsize. Quick to roll. I rolled a 1. And that takes me to another opportunity. I have $18,000 cash on hand, so I'm looking at a cash flow deal. Here is a $50,000. Here's a limited partnership. For those of you who don't know about, matter of fact, let's see what he has to say about this. When the opportunities come up, you can actually, play a little video clip and hopefully get some some pointers. Let's see if we can do that on this one. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't think we have time to wait for this to load and whatnot, so I'm not going to worry about it. Now some audio has started. I didn't start it. Okay. All right. Now this opportunity that I landed on, it's an opportunity to buy into a limited partnership, renovating rundown apartment complexes by a professional with a strong track record. You, me, may buy as many units in this limited partnership as I wish. There's a 24% annual cash-on-cash return, which gives me a $1,000 cash flow per unit. So if I buy one unit, which is $50,000, that will bring me $1,000 a month. That's not bad cash flow. The only problem is I only have $18,000. So for every $1,000 that I would have to borrow, it would increase my expenses by $100 a month. So even though it would be good to have $1,000 cash flow a month, going into more debt than the income that would be produced is not a good idea. So I'm going to have to pass on this deal. It doesn't make sense to borrow that money just to try to produce this amount of money. A house buyer, and I don't have a house. I didn't land on an opportunity to buy a house. So the other player is rolling now, Otmar. Ooh, he got downsized as well. So there's two of three players in the game that are downsized. That means they lose three turns, okay? So Philip, he's still downsized, so he loses a turn. After Philip, it comes to me. I haven't been downsized, and I don't intend to get downsized, so I get my roll. Let's see what comes up for me. Roll the six. All right, let's see what that's going to take me. That's going to put me on an opportunity. Good. I skipped over the baby. I skipped over downsized, and I'm almost home free. Cash flow deal. Here's another one. You have to build up cash flow in order to get this. It's a 24-unit apartment building. It's only 8 years old. Needs landscaping. You can use this yourself or sell the opportunity. It's 46% return on investment. It may sell for $720,000 or it may sell for as much as $960,000 when it sells. Here are the numbers. Check this out. This is how you tell whether it's a good deal or not. Cost of the building is $650,000. So you already see that if you buy it, when it sells, it's going to sell for more than you bought it for. You know, selling range is from anywhere from $720,000 to $960,000 when I sell this apartment complex. The down payment is $65,000. So it tells me how much my mortgage would be if I made that down payment, and it tells me what my cash flow would be if I made that, if I went ahead and purchased this deal, $2,500 cash flow per month. Now, that would be good, again, because if my cash flow, the name of the game is to build up your cash flow, build up your passive income so that it matches or becomes more than your total expenses. But, again, I haven't. Because I'm living from paycheck to paycheck as a doctor, I'm only making $2,910 a month in cash flow. I only have $18,000. Don't have enough to take advantage of this deal, and I'm not going to take out a loan to do it. Sweet deal. Ideally, if you're playing with other people in the game, you can actually sell a deal like this to another player and make a little bit off the deal. Real estate is done that way. You can get a house under contract yourself. As long as you can, maintain the contract, give yourself a certain number of days before the contract expires, and then you can take that contract. Usually you got 30 days or something like that. You can take that contract, take that to another buyer or an investor, and, you know, you make a contract fee or an assignment fee. You can, let's say if it was $65,000 that an investor would need to get into this deal, I could tack $5,000 onto that and say, hey, you know, you got a chance to make $2,500 a month off of this deal. Give me $5,000, and, you know, the deal is yours. That's the way that you can do this also. I pass on that deal because I don't have it. Everybody's downsized, so skip one turn for Otmar. He's downsized. Skip one turn for Philip. He's still downsized. And you gotta wait. It actually has to go and tell you it's that person's turn, and it has to go and tell you that they're downsized and they lose a turn. So now it's my turn. All right. So I get to roll again. I'll pass payday. I'm thankful for that. And I land on an opportunity. I now have $21,000 cash on hand. Hey, check this out. Remember way back when I spent that $200 in my direct sales company opportunity? It says you start teaching others and are promoted to supervisor. Add $1,500 per month to your business income if you are a member of Direct to You. You must have card one of D2Y, which I do. I, you know, when the opportunity came around to buy $200 or to make a $200 payment to get in on that business opportunity, I did. And apparently I worked it and did what needed to be done, because now it's producing $1,500 a month for me, which is a good thing. So my monthly cash flow has increased to $4,410 a month. My expenses are still the same because I didn't do anything to pay off any expenses. Oh, here, let me let you know about this. You also have the opportunity in this game to go to the bank and either borrow money or you can repay loans that you already have. You start the game out with debt and loans, you know, school loans. You have a mortgage for the house you live in, you have car payments, credit card payments, car loans, and things of that nature. If I wanted to, I can take the money that I have on hand and pay off my car loan or pay off my credit card debt. My credit card debt is $9,000, and that's $2,700. $9,000 in credit card debt, which is a $270 expense. And I have a car loan, which is $19,000, and that's a $380 expense. But I don't want to lose any of that money that I have because I'm looking to make a deal. Also, I have retail debt. You know, I must have bought a refrigerator or something from Home Depot. That was $1,000. That's a $50 a month expense. You know, the amount of money that I would free up doesn't justify paying off that expense. So I would rather hold on to that money, keep paying the monthly expense, and use that big lump sum that I have to produce more cash flow. All right. Philip is out of the rat race now. He just went. He passed on a land opportunity deal. Guess he didn't have the money for it. It's my goal, and oh, I landed on a doodad. Says go back to school for added skills, pay for tuition and books, $1,200. You can't avoid a doodad. Once you land on it, you know, you got to do it. This is, it says that there might be a rumor of a layoff at the hospital. I'm playing as a doctor, so I got to spend this $1,200. You know, I just got to do it. Sometimes the money just goes like that. If you think you're going to be laid off, I'm sure you'd spend some money to, you know, get yourself in a better position to do that, or what you want to avoid as much as you can. But if you can't do it, then it's just part of life. All right, Otmar is now out of the rat race as well. He just went, he had an opportunity to buy a house, but it turned out to not be a good deal, so he passed on it. Philip is going now. He just landed on a paycheck. And after Philip, it's going to be my goal. again, on the No Romance Without Finance show, we are playing Cash Flow. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad you can tune in. This is Cash Flow 202. Okay, so you're getting a deeper education. I think I want to look at some of the capital gains deals so we can see what they have to offer. Roll the two, and in this game, it gives you an opportunity to, you know, pay charity. If you donate 10% of your total income, you can use one or two dice when you roll for the next three turns. The thing about it, just according to this game, I think it tackles the issue of people who would give you the shirt off their back, but they would give everything away before they make anything, you know. So there are times when being charitable can work to your benefit. You know, if I'm only rolling one set of dice and there are hazards in the way, then I may be able to skip over those hazards by rolling two dice as opposed to one. But if, you know, it's all a game of chance, you know. So the way that they use charity and the way they portray charity in the rat race doesn't necessarily work for our benefit the way that we understand charity. You know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, take the law of the universe when you talk about giving charity and tithing, or, you know, giving to God and God give you back a blessing. This ain't necessarily talking about blessings, okay? It's talking about the stuff that people do in hopes that it'll work out for them. You know, there's some people who take their rent money and they'll, you know, put it on a charitable contribution. Maybe you'll do that, and, you know, may God bless you for that. Not everybody's like that. That's not always a wise decision. So I'm going to pass on this charitable contribution because it's not going to benefit me in getting out of the rat race as this game lays it out. If you're tuning in, you want to join in on the conversation, dial in, number 646-716-5971. I see a couple of people in the chat room. Dial on in and get active. You can't learn by just listening. You got to be on the board. You got to be on the field if you want to score some points. Back to the game. Philip landed on a doodaddy. Decided to play the lottery and lost $100 on the lottery. How you play $100 on the lottery? The stuff we spend our money on, huh? My turn again. Rolling the dice. I passed the paycheck, so yes, I landed on something good. And, oh, I landed on another doodad. Subscribe to an investor newspaper. Okay. Increase other expenses by $20 a month. Okay. You know, it's a doodad. You know, it didn't help me. I mean, it'll help me. Maybe it'll give me some information. But, you know, all it really works out to be is an added expense. This is the stuff we do. So I got to find a way to get out of the rat race. I have $1,500 in passive income, which is a good thing. But I haven't been able to get those expenses down yet. And I haven't built up my cash flow enough to where it's actually, you know, producing something for me. And it seems like the other players in the game are landing on all the deals that I would want because they produce cash flow, but just not working out for me at this point in time. So that's life. You know, it trains you to see, trains you to be sharp so that when you do face an opportunity, you can make a decision quicker and you can understand whether this is a good opportunity for you to take advantage of or not. Philip is passing on the charity. Philip paid $300 to charity, so now for the next three turns, he gets to roll one or two dice. It's my go again. I'm rolling the dice. I rolled six. So I skipped over the baby, and I landed on the market. So I got an opportunity for a cash flow deal or a capital gains deal. Now, since I don't have any real estate, again, it doesn't make sense to try to do a capital gains deal. Capital gains, capital gains. It gives definitions of the different terms that are in here. I'm looking for capital gains. let him explain it. Yeah, it's not in the glossary. So my best explanation of a capital gains deal is let's say you have a house that's worth $100,000. When it's time to sell, I think at some point you get taxed on whatever profit you have in that. You know, so you're given, the law gives you a certain amount of time where you can sell the house and use it to roll up or use it to buy a bigger property. You only have a certain amount of time to do that. I think you can do that. It doesn't matter how long you've owned the property, but when you sell, after you sell, you have a window of opportunity to use that profit to buy a bigger property without paying the tax on it. That's capital gains, okay? I don't have any property like that. I have $29,000 in cash on hand, so it's probably better that I look to make a cash flow deal. So, got an opportunity to buy a duplex. I can buy this duplex for a $3,000 down payment. There's a $40,000 return on investment, a 40% return on investment. The cost is $60,000, but it may sell from anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 when it does sell. And it's producing $300 worth of cash flow. So since the name of the game is cash flow and I want to make some income from this investment, I'm going to buy this. $3,000 down, that is an asset. The cost is $60,000. That is categorized as an asset. The mortgage is a liability. Mortgage is always a liability. Whether it's your house, whether it's an investment, whatever, it's categorized as a liability. How much you owe on something always weighs against you. That's a liability. And the cash flow that comes from this is $300. That's considered income. So that changes my cash flow to $4,600. $4,690 a month. My expenses are still at $10,310 a month. And my income is now $15,000 a month. But, again, game of the game is increasing that passive income so that it becomes more than $10,000 a month. When I do that, then I can get out of the rat race and onto the fast track, which is where you see some real opportunities if I can ever get there. Time now is 8:30. Look at that. We got a half an hour left to the game. It's fun when you're playing a game with other people or playing against the computer because you get to You get to learn, you know, you get to challenge yourself when you're playing against other players or the computer. The market has come up. It says that there's a buyer for a duplex. I just bought a duplex for that $3,000 down, which is producing $300 a month in cash flow. This duplex is going for $35,000 per unit. Okay, so that's $70,000. I have a $57,000 mortgage on it, so I'd make about $13,000 in cash. Maybe I can use that, put that with the cash on hand, and if I come to a point and I can do a bigger deal, hey, you know, maybe that's a good thing. I think I can use an extra $13,000, so let me go ahead and sell, get my cash. Sell a duplex. Okay, so that takes my income back down to $14,700 a month. My cash flow is back down to $4,390 a month, and now I have $39,000 on hand. It doesn't matter how much money you have on hand, you got to do something with the money that you have on hand because when it's just sitting there, it's not making me any money. So I got to find a deal that I can take advantage of. Philip is rolling now, and now he's got an opportunity for the spare time company card, $200. He passed on that opportunity. I don't know why. If you get an opportunity to do something for yourself, take advantage of it. Never know what that $200 investment can turn into. And it's only $200. As long as you're willing to work, it's worth your while. I turn roll, rolling the dice. I rolled a two, and oh, I landed on a doodad again. This time around, buy a big screen TV, pay $4,000. Oh, God. Well, at least fight night would be fun. Gives you the opportunity to put it on a credit card or pay cash. I don't really want to take $4,000 out, because who knows, I may run into a deal that, that $4,000 will make the difference. So since I have no choice, I would rather defer the payments to a credit card. It's going to increase my monthly expenses by $120, which sucks. The name of the game is not increase your expenses, it's increase your cash flow. Credit card debt is a liability. And the credit card debt of $120 is an expense. That's just ugly. My expense has only gone up to $10,430 now. And my cash flow is now $4,270 a month. And I still have $39,000 in cash to do a deal with. See, this game makes it boil down to the luck of the draw, the roll of the dice. But in reality, you or anybody can find a deal. You or anybody can jump at the opportunity, the chance to take advantage of an opportunity. You just have to be ready when it comes. Otmar just went. He just landed on a paycheck, so he got his paycheck. Philip just went. He's got a royalty opportunity. Not taking advantage of these royalty opportunities. Royalty is like, if a song comes out, you happen to meet DJ Flex from the hottest radio station in the world. He's making a song. Somehow you gave him money, studio time or whatever, to do the song. And now every time that song is played, you get a couple hundred dollars a month. That's a royalty. Okay, every time that something comes up. Every time that item comes up, you get a little piece of the income that it generates. That's a royalty. So you're presented with those opportunities in this game. All right. I'm about to roll, and a hazard was in the way. I almost got downsized, but I rolled enough to get past being downsized, and I landed on an opportunity. I picked up a paycheck, so I got $43,000 cash on hand. Now check this out. There is an apartment complex for sale, apartment building for sale, 30 units, exceptional on-site property management, keeps your expenses low. Use this card yourself or sell it, 54% ROI, $700,000 mortgage, down payment is $100,000. Cash flow is $4,500. If I were to take advantage of this, I would need to borrow $57,000. That would give me a $5,700 expense, and it would only increase my cash flow by $4,500. So it would be a negative gain. Okay, I would have an asset, but I would still have more expenses than the asset would bring in. Now, this is good because even though the cost of this is $800,000, the mortgage after I get the loan and make the down payment is $700,000. But when this apartment building sells, it can sell anywhere from $900,000 to $1.2 million. Okay? That's worthwhile. And as long as you're not going in the negative, in terms of your cash flow, as long as you're not going in the negative when you do it, then I think it's a worthwhile deal. I already had $1,500 in passive income, so I got a little bit of a window to play with. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I want to buy it. I want to take out that $57,000 loan. Takes me to my expense sheet. Now, bear in mind, I just did the math in my head, all right? So I hope I'm not going to bankrupt myself with this. The loan amount, which is $57,000, that is a liability. The bank payment, which is $5,700, is an expense. Down payment, $100,000, is an asset. Down payment is considered an asset. Don't, you know, squawk over how much money you got to pay to get into the deal. Assets are what you want. The cost, $800,000, that's an asset. So the mortgage that I'm left with is a liability, is $700,000, and the cash flow is $4,500, that's income. When I hit auto sum, that makes my cash flow $3,070 a month. That's okay. That means every time I pass paycheck, I still am left with $3,070 after all my expenses are paid. And that takes my cash on hand down to $290. That's okay. I just got to build up again. Close. All right. Buyer offers $30,000 a unit on all plexes. I don't have any plexes, so close that. Let the next man go. Otmar is rolling. I see someone in the chat room said, hey, you've mastered this already. No, I have not mastered it because I still don't fully understand about the stock options that are present in the game. That's an aspect that I have to learn about. So we'll see if we get some other players to come on at a future time. Maybe they can help us understand better what it means, because it gives you a stock ticker symbol and you can see if the stocks are going up and stocks are going down, and we can learn a little bit about the options that are played in the game. This is talking about a sewer line that breaks in your eightplex. I don't have an eightplex, so I don't have to worry about that. Now it's Phillip's turn. See, the players that I'm playing with, they all just collected a paycheck. They all pass on the opportunities. Market volatility is up. Okay, we got to do some quick math. Wait a minute. See, I think it makes you, you got to make decisions really, really quick on this too, because it showed where there was someone who was buying apartment units and they were going for $45,000 per unit. So I didn't get a chance to do the math real quick. I think that would have been that $1.2 million. 30 units times $45,000. That sounds like $1.2 million to me. But before I could click on it, it disappeared because it was under Phillip's turn. Doggone shame. See how they do me? All right, I just rolled the dice. I rolled a 6 and I landed on an opportunity. I don't have any money for a cash flow deal. Let's see what a capital gains deal would do for me. 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. Either way, it'll cost me $4,000 to get in. Start a house, 2-bedroom, 1-bath house, 3% ROI. Oh, that doesn't seem like it's good. Yeah, as a matter of fact, look at the numbers. It says that this house may sell from anywhere from $75,000 to $85,000. It costs $52,000 to get in. There's a $4,000 down payment required, and it only produces $10 in cash flow. I am so not interested in that. I'm going to pass. And we got another person who wants to buy a 4-plex or an 8-plex I don't have. So, Otmar rolls. He landed on paycheck. See, living from paycheck to paycheck doesn't really advance you anywhere. You know, you may, it'll help you if you use the money that you accumulate to, you know, to get something, but So all you're doing is just going around collecting paychecks and spending on doodads. you'll be in the rat race forever. So that's a lesson learned. That's real life, right? You got to make sure that once you get your paycheck, there's always something left over at the end of the month. And you got to make sure also just landed on a cash flow deal past the paycheck. So I have $3,360 in hand. I have $6,000 in passive income. Real estate exchange deal. Value of starter house has increased, and you're able to exchange up to a fourplex. See, if I had bought that, starter house, it would have been good, but I don't have a starter house. I didn't have the money to buy that starter house. You do not have the property to exchange. This is a real estate exchange. That's another thing that you may find in real life. Okay, you have certain property. You can roll it up, as they say. Take that property and use it as leverage to buy a bigger property. But since I don't have one, I can't take advantage of it. Hot Mara is getting ready to roll now. He's got a royalty deal. $8,000 could get him $200 a month for the rest of his life. And I bet he's going to pass on that. Oh, no, he bought that one. Otmar paid $8,000 for a royalty with a cash flow of $200. That's not bad. $200 for the rest of your life? That's like if you were around when the Jackson 5 were making records and they made ABC 123 and you paid $200 for, $200 a month. You paid $8,000. And that means for the rest of your life, whenever ABC 123 pays, you get $200. Royalty is a good deal. $30,000 a unit. See, $30,000 for 30 units is $900,000. If I get $900,000 right now, I think I can pay off some debt. I think I can pay off enough debt to actually get out of the rat race. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sell this apartment building. Oh, wait a minute, though. Wait. Hold the phone. I have this mortgage of $100,000, right? No, I have a mortgage of $700,000. Let's go to my liability sheet. I have a $700,000 real estate mortgage for this 30-unit apartment building. If I pay that off, I end up, if I sell this apartment building, that would give me $900,000. I pay off this $700,000 mortgage, and that would give me $200,000 on hand. Maybe I can use that to buy a bigger deal with greater cash flow. Or maybe I can use that to pay off some debt. Let's see, I'm going to take the chance because as long as I stay there, my cash flow is not going to increase. So I'm going to sell it. I'm selling the 30-unit apartment building with a $4,500 a month cash flow. Asset is going by. The liability of that $700,000 mortgage is going bye-bye. All right. So now I got a negative $1,400 cash flow because I just gave up the income, but I got $200,000 on hand. So what I'm going to do is go to the bank, repay some of these loans, and see if I put myself in a better position or not. I got $203,000 on hand, and if I pay my home mortgage, which is $200,000, that'll give me $1,900 in cash flow. I think I shot myself in the foot there. I should have kept that apartment building. I've only got $1,500 cash flow from my business. and this will only put me $500 in the positive. I could pay $150,000 student loan off. Hey, how about I pay off this $57,000 bank loan? There we go. Right. Now I'm back on the positive side. I have $146,000 cash on hand, and next largest expense is a car loan, $19,000 car loan, which is $380 a month. I got $146,000. Let me go ahead and pay off that car loan. Reduce my monthly expenses by $380 a month. And now I have $127,000 on hand. My total expense is $10,000. My income is $14,700. My cash flow is $4,650. If I pay this credit card debt of $9,000, that'll free up $270 in monthly cash flow. Let me go ahead and pay that off. Now my expense is $9,780. My cash flow is still at $4,900. I got a $4,000 doodad payment for that big screen TV so we can watch the next Mayweather fight on. And $120 cash flow. See, so you can sit here and play this game for an hour, learn along the way, and, you know, it takes as long as it takes. The aim and the intention is to find the quickest way to get out of the rat race. Now, cash flow 101 is easy. I've gotten, you know, to the point where I can get out of the rat race in an hour in cash flow 101. Much simpler deals, much easier to grasp. This is a bigger challenge because you got a whole different set of options to operate with. Okay? So I paid off my credit card debt. I paid off the retail debt. My cash flow is now $5,040 a month. My total expense is $9,060 a month. My passive income is $1,500 a month. So if I can build that passive income up to be more than $9,660, I'm out of the rat race. Got the cash on hand. Let's go and get a big deal. See what we got. Sold all my assets. I don't really have anything other than that business that's producing $1,500 a month. Cash flow deal. $32,000 a month for an 8-plex. $32,000 down payment. Give me $1,500 a month. Perfect. I want that. The down payment is $32,000. That's considered an asset. The cost is $200,000. That's considered an asset. Mortgage is $168,000. That's liability. The cash flow is $1,500 a month. That's income. All right. Tell you, boy, if you get cash on hand, it takes money to make money. All you got to do is find out how to get yourself in position to get some cash on hand and train yourself to recognize opportunities when they come. Because in real life, opportunities are all around us. We just have to pay attention, learn before we make a move so that we're making an educated, informed decision. And then pull the trigger. All right. I've increased my passive income to $3,000 a month. My cash flow is $6,540. And I'm moving forward at the right pace, moving in the right direction. Philip rolled and he landed on a doodad. His bills are causing him to worry, so he bought a $100 infomercial package. All right, I get to roll the dice. We are coming up to the end of the show, folks. I love this game. I love financial literacy. I love learning. I love learning about the world of finance and economics. And as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been putting before us, economics and understanding economics and what it takes to run a household is critical. literally is critical. I'm hoping to get married soon. I'm hoping to qualify myself and make sure that I'm in the best position to maintain my household. You can't do that without understanding the game of money. Okay, you'll put yourself in jeopardy. You put your family in jeopardy. And at this point in time, we just can't afford that. You know, nobody can afford to make mistakes because they didn't know how to manage the resources that fall in their hands. We don't have that luxury. So we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our babies to learn more about money, learn how to make the money, the little bit of money that we have, grow and grow consistently. Okay, there's no reason why Bill Gates can start out and become the richest man in America, or Warren Buffett, or Steve Jobs, or Soros, or any of these other people can do what they do. And, you know, we can't teach ourselves how to recognize opportunities when they come and take advantage of them. So if you get the opportunity, go to richdad.com. Check out the, there's loads of articles and information on there, and it's an educational site, so you'll find so much that you can benefit from, whether you're talking about real estate, whether you're talking about what the right entity to form your business under is, LLC, limited partnership, S corporation, C corporation. You'll learn the difference in the cash flow quadrant. He's got what he calls the cash flow quadrant, where you learn the benefits and the drawbacks of existing as an employee or a self-employed business owner. That's when you get your own, your side hustle. Your hustle is just you, and if you get sick, you don't work that day, you don't get paid, that type of business, as opposed to the other side of the quadrant where you're actually a business owner. We have systems in place. It's not dependent on you. Your business runs on the systems. And an investor, you find out what it means to be each one of those in the quadrant and how you can move yourself from the lowest part of the quadrant up to the highest part of the quadrant. There's so much on that website that can be a benefit. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to future generations to find out what it has to offer. So I'm going to cut it right there. I'm going to go ahead and continue playing the game, but that's the end of the No Romance Without Finance show for tonight. So I thank you for joining us, and make sure that you come back next week. We're going to have something wonderful. And the next time that we play Cash Flow, instead of coming back just to listen, you know, come on back and actually join in to the game so that you can also benefit from the experience of doing this, all right? So I thank you for joining us, and we're going to let, I think, the Marleys take us out.
Working days, and we are working people. Never listen to the one them who are say that I can't. I can't.